This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry Fund Lucrative Super make it easy to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs.
Prepare yourself, Gold Coast.
They're on their way.
I usually only go to the Gold Coast during school this week, so this will be highly unusual.
And are on their best behaviour.
We've been drinking for a really long time.
Ready to take the Logies by storm.
I am going to go cocoa bananas on the
really
Gold Coast.
I'm really concerned you are.
But before the red carpet confrontations.
If I get murdered at the Logies, there'll be 100 suspects.
All the award presenting.
Do you know what you're doing on the night? Are you just...
Yeah, we do, but it's secret.
Oh, is it?
Far out.
All the after parties.
See the strippers.
Righto.
There's a few things to sort out.
Can Carl sit on our table? Maybe I'll take his ex-wife.
Mostly with Toady.
Toady, shave his arsehole.
Hey.
He's rorting the system.
He's cheating.
Toady should know better. Toady's dead to me.
Live from the Gold Coast.
Yeah, baby.
This is Kennedy Malloy's pre-Logie special.
Yes, hello Australia. Coming to you live, as just stated, from the Gold Coast for this Logie's extravaganza stroke special. What a show we have lined up for you. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy. And be careful how you use the word stroke when people are up here for awards nights.
What?
Just be careful.
What do you say?
Stroke. Stroking. Oh, my Jeez. God. Dave gets it, don't you?
Not really. What do you mean?
Oh. There's a big start to the Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, you look beautiful.
Well, I've dressed up. You look ordinary and haven't put any effort in.
What is wrong with you today?
Nothing's wrong with me.
Hey, it's a big show. It's star-studded. Later on, we'll have the producer of the Logies, Brent.
There could be a problem there.
If he's we made don't know it into if work
he's,
today.
Yes, we don't know if he's going to be feeling 100%.
Hey, Gold Logie nomination. Who?
Costa. Georgiades is standing by. I've already seen him.
Cannot wait.
Ready to go. Gold Logie nomination.
Yep.
Eve Murray is also on the show today with Ryan Maloney, of course.
What's he been nominated for?
Most popular actor as Toady from Neighbours.
As Toady.
That's right.
All right, we'll have a chat to those two. Someone who didn't get invited to the Logies.
She's going to tell us that she's not very pleased about that. And maybe more. Jessica Power from Maps.
I bet she gets in.
I bet she gets in too. It might be on your ticket.
Hey, I don't know how he managed to crowbar his way into the show, but Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
He doesn't want a Logie.
I know.
Look,
he's
on
won
our show.
Some other awards.
Cannot wait.
Way.
Hey, we'll have
That'd
the weekend review. We'll have a wrap up. There's so much to get through. But
it's very exciting.
Let's start by just painting the picture. Hello, Dave, by the way. How are
you guys? You're looking tanned already. You look fantastic up there on the Gold Coast.
Well, we are. It's beautiful
facetious?
Weather.
You sound a bit croaky, though, Mick. You sound a little bit under the weather.
I've been croaky all week, mate.
He's been very sick.
Magda gave me a lozenge yesterday, and I only just sobered up.
I don't know what was in that lozenge, but are you feeling a bit better? You all right?
No, and don't pretend to care.
I do care.
You don't.
I do care about you.
Hey, we're up here, and right now, our waiting room, which has, sitting in it, is Costa, the toadfish.
Yeah. A cheese platter.
Jessica Power. Yes. It's like a David Lynch film. Being filmed
very
out
unusual.
The back. We're plying them full of alcohol.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll get some fireworks on air. As we take them through their
Look,
paces.
We've run into quite a few people. The concierge at the magnificent Star Hotel where we're staying.
In a casino.
My penthouse is fabulous. I'm so thrilled with it.
How's the piano? The piano's beautiful, isn't it?
The piano?
Well, in my room.
Oh, you've got a piano?
Yeah. I asked the butler to move it, though, because it was blocking the view of my indoor waterfall.
That's wasting there. Wasted on you.
You know what we did yesterday? We racked up a huge bar bill.
Oh.
And then I went up and signed it, Matt Preston. I signed it.
Is that why you were so enthusiastic? I said, look,
it's going to his room.
My shout now, surely.
No, it's going to his room.
Good heavens.
Thanks to Lucrative, which is an industry super fun run only to benefit members. The PDS at lucrative.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And now on Kennedy Malloy, a look back at another golden Logies moment. 2015, when Julia Morris forgot to read out the nominees.
It's just inappropriate to talk about who they are now, isn't it? It's live, don't tell anyone, we can cut it out later. That's probably why I should be presenting with a boy. Anyway!
This is Kennedy Malloy's pre-Logie special, live from the Gold Coast. Beards are in, and our next guest was 28 years ahead of the trend.
The Hellenic gene has blessed me.
Costa Georgiadis is the host of Gardening Australia, which means he talks a lot of crap. I mean, about a lot of crap.
Ah, compost. It's essential for growing healthy plants.
This year he's nominated for a Gold Logie. And if past years are any indication, maybe his beard has its own stylist.
Oh, look, that's all being kept under wraps at this stage, but there'll be some foliage in there.
Oh. Please welcome to the show, Costa Georgiadis.
A good beard.
It is an excellent beard. Welcome to Kennedy Malloy, Costa.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure.
What did you say when people said you are up for a Gold Logie? I mean, we're all live on air, by the way, so if it involves swearing, be careful. Did you think it was a bit of a laugh?
Yeah, well, you know, when you're looking up on the screen and there's all these TV personalities and then Dickie Wilkins sort of calls out your name and your noggin pops up there, you just go, am I dreaming?
I did the same. I said, who's that nutty beer, though? Now, you got papped for the very first time flying into the Gold Coast today. Am I right or am I wrong?
Moments ago.
Moments ago. Talk us through the experience.
Well, I was coming through, the exit through the quarantined area to come out to the carousels, and there was, all the people standing there with, the names saying, Mr. So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so. And then all of a sudden I heard this, and then I started to veer right, and these two BAPs were running in front of me, and I just keeled over.
Oh, fantastic.
I curled over.
Hey, were you wearing a T-shirt?
I was wearing my T-shirt, so,
He's got a great T-shirt here, which is, of course, vote now, and you can do it now, can't you, Costa for Gold, if you go on.
How do you vote, Costa?
Oh, you just head on to, you can get it off the website. You go just tvweeklogieawards.com.au.
That's
and,
it.
What was your approach with the PAPs? What did you do? Hand up, fist up? Did you go the punch like George Columbaris? That's what he does.
I just laughed. I just looked at him and just was roaring with laughter.
Were there any other famous people arriving that you knew or recognised?
No, I didn't hear any roars. You know, the previous visits to the Logies, I've gotten out of the limo and you're walking up the red carpet thinking
this is all
good.
So you've done the Logies before?
Yeah, Gardening Australia's been nominated before, but we haven't got the gong as yet. But I remember walking up and then you heard this big roar and I said, oh, if only that was for us. Asher Keddie was getting
behind us.
She hogs it. It's about time someone else got on. Now, for a gardener, you're running a pretty loose ship on the chin. What's happening here? Did I hear that you haven't touched that in 28 years?
Yeah, pretty much. Your intel's spot on.
Don't give him ideas, for God's sake. I don't know if you're going to be able to.
I feel like...
Because that's... You're harnessing a good follicle cover.
Well, I shaved this morning.
Yeah.
Shaved this morning.
Have you got any sort of Hellenic genes in there? Because it's looking...
I get accused occasionally of being French, Arabic... what else is in there? Oh, the lot. I get the lot.
The lot.
Mediterranean.
So you're just a chameleon.
Backpacker.
Don't come in here using your big words, mate. What is it about gardening? When did you decide you wanted to be a gardener? Why do you love just getting the mitts dirty in the backyard?
Because it's sort of something I grew up with. My grandparents.
So it started as a hobby?
Great grandparents?
Well, they don't garden, they just concrete. we all know the hose is the Greek rake.
I'm guessing those.
And the olive trees.
They knew how to grow a good tomato.
They got tomatoes, lettuce, all the stuff.
Zucchinis.
Here's your Greek gardener, a bag of pebble mix, and you're done.
Come on, they got to be
Look what
spinach.
I've done with the lawn.
Spanakopita.
You can grow it as a plant. The spanakopita, it's complete. It's got the feta in it.
You've got it already done.
I'm not sure you can say spanakopita on radio. Okay, I'm just putting
Where's the dump switch?
Oh, there is none.
So have you got a speech? Now, you could win this. You could take the top gong on Australian TV. You're up there with a bunch of no-names, so there's a very good chance What would you say? Who would you thank first?
Because you
might not get the chance, so do it now.
This is your Logie's thank you speech. Go.
Oh, I'd like to thank Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, well done.
Oh, that's smart.
That's
We've always been behind you all the way.
Yeah, no, although I heard you there saying you're voting for Eve Murray.
Oh.
So I was listening out in the green room.
Don't worry, I've got your T-shirt.
Yeah, wear the T-shirt. It's all right. You've done that vote, but you can bring other votes.
Who do you admire as a gardener? When you were growing up and you were watching telly or anywhere around the world, did you go, gee, I really like what he's bringing to the table?
Well, look, I suppose big picture, as the planetary gardener, it's got to be David.
David Attenborough,
without
okay.
a question, sure. because yeah. he just ties all of those ecological threads together with such
yeah.
poetry, but understanding. But then, of course, our own homegrown, I mean, Gardening Australia's Peter Cundall.
Yep.
I mean, he's That's he right. has he that calibre. And, you know, I mean, he's still... I mean, he only put the radio mic down in December.
That's
true. 93 years old.
Yes.
So,
but
I mean,
he didn't get a Gold Logie nomination, and you've just waltzed in like this, bang.
Well, that's right. I mean, we've been chipping away for 8 years on Gardening Australia, and you know, that baton. So in answer to your original question, what's going to be in the thank you? I mean, Peter Cundall will be
all right.
Well, that's wonderful.
Hey, without question.
Now, have you just come from... 10-pin bowling. Look at his shoes. I think you're supposed to give the shoes back, mate.
Yeah. But have you got your outfit
what's
sorted
your style?
Out?
Yeah, what's going your style?
Style yeah. has a bit of family heirloom.
Oh.
So some of my dad's heirloom
okay.
clothes.
I like it.
Yeah, which is cool. And then there's a bit of an oppie edge. There's some op
God,
shop in there too.
I don't know if the Logies will have seen anything like this.
There's nothing new. It's all reuse. Yeah.
Something borrowed, something blue.
And you know, I mean,
and the bowling shoes.
Well, I might throw the bowling shoes on. It just depends. I'm heading up to one of the op shops in Southport.
Are you really?
Because they've got a whole lot of stuff lined up for me.
You be careful out there.
Yeah,
you'll get mobbed out there. Hey,
well,
Kostick,
we wish you
good
all
luck.
The best, and we hope you have a fabulous night.
Dance floor Sunday night.
Done, mate.
Whoa.
I'm there.
I want to.
No, Mick will hold my handbag.
We'll all,
while we
all
have a
dance around Jane's $10,000 handbag. Okay.
God. It's always a good look.
It is.
All right.
Thank you, Costa.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You can vote for Costa, by the way, on the TV Week Logies.com.au website for gold.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And now on Kennedy Malloy, a look back at another Golden Logies moment. 1998, when Frontline won a Logie.
We've been drinking for a really long time.
So therefore, we would like to re-sing Kenny Rogers and Reba McEntire's song.
But I don't think we're up to it.
Don't fall in love.
We would like to thank our hard-working crew.
Don't fall in love. I can't remember another line.
This is Kennedy Malloy's pre-Logie special, live from the Gold Coast.
Well, I hope you're happy.
Well, what?
You disgraced yourself and your whole production team. You didn't get around to thanking anyone.
I cannot believe that exists. And I'm very...
Do you remember that?
No.
So
I don't remember.
You weren't bringing it on. You'd have been celebrating.
Well, they were the good old days.
Was that for Frontline?
Yes, it was. So I'm imagining. Well, it was 1998, was it? I don't know.
Yeah, 98.
So
1998.
Yeah.
So you and the Working Dog team over the years would have won a few for Frontline. For Thank God You're Here. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah.
We go back to the Late Show.
Yes.
Of course. How many Logies do you think you've won over the years?
Well. I don't want to sound like...
Oh, Jane. You don't
well,
even know.
Well, let me say...
Oh, there's so many.
Seven? Six?
You don't even know.
I don't. I have to Wikipedia it.
You are...
We don't have them out.
What
amounts.
A showbiz
yeah.
Not
at
bitch.
All. I'm
that
not.
That is unbelievable.
Well,
oh,
I'm not.
How many Logies have you won, Jane? Oh, let me think.
Hey, let me say, I'm no...
Remember.
I'm no
Ann... After the first five, you just kind of lose track.
I am no Ann Wills.
Didn't she win like 27
30,
or something?
30, I think.
30.
Wow. Like, so, and Ernie Sigley won so many as well. Those are the days they gave out a lot. They gave it for best... remember they used to have best personality from each state? That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
Ann Wills
right.
was South Australia's only recipient for years and years. It's
now,
very interesting.
Our next guest...
Yes.
Her coming in is...
She's on her way in.
Well, she's on her way in for MAFS, which has been nominated, I'm guessing. It was massive.
I believe it has been nominated, Married at First Sight.
Jessica Power, but she hasn't been given the call-up.
No.
And
we're going to find
entirely
out about
unusual.
That. Well, it is...
I believe she's not happy about it.
Well, she can talk about it when she gets here and she can tell us what she...
Hopefully she'll really haul off. Tell people what they think.
Well, she's got nothing to lose, has she? Because she's currently not on a television show. And
let's get her lick it up out there in the...
Lick it up?
Yeah,
all right. Well, there's champagne in the green room.
That's what they do with those
plashes.
Reality shows, isn't it? Haven't you heard
well, let's ask
They get the reality shows, they get everyone together, they ply them for
they
their alcohol.
Them,
and
they
starve them.
They starve them.
And they shoot really, really late into the night. And having been an avid watcher of MAFS this year, I know that Jessica had a lot of...
What's that mean?
Well, yeah. She went.
What are you saying?
She left the dinner table a lot to go and pash people. She might do it in the studio today.
Hello.
So just be careful.
I'm throwing my hat in the ring.
No, don't. Jeez.
I could take her to the Logies as my plus one.
Well, you could. Do you know what I'm going to ask her about?
What?
Her new tattoo.
Where's that?
It's on her inner lip. It says daddy, I believe. So I'm going to ask her about that. I'm going to see it in person.
I'm going to get photographed with it. Jessica Power will be on shortly.
Excellent.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Live from Gold 92.5 on the Gold Coast.
We've
got
we love
Spider
it.
And Bridge for breakfast. Our mate Ben Wood there as well. Fantastic radio station on the
Bridge,
Gold Coast.
I love Bridge. I don't care for Spider.
He is a great guy. And legendary footballer too.
All right.
Everybody's been delightful to us too. We love the radio station.
By the way,
station.
We're still waiting on Jessica Power.
Yeah, where is she?
If anyone sees a MAF star driving around the Gold Coast lost...
Trying to find a car park?
Rear ender.
I don't know whether that's what we're asking
that.
To do.
No, like we'd just
that.
Like her to come to the studio. I'm sure she'll be here.
Hey, I'm sure it'll be worth it.
I'm sure
we'll get our
be.
Bang for our buck when Jessica Power strides in here and hauls off at Logie organisers, as
yes.
you do sometimes. I've
I
seen
don't.
You storm out
you
the Logies.
You have not seen me do any
yes,
such thing.
Did.
I've got some of the
when
nominations.
Pashed, who was
I didn't
the friend
anyone.
Star that you... you
Matt
did.
LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, that's
pash
right.
him.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, Joey I did
friends.
Not. Listen, I've
sure.
told you that, and
doing,
I'm going to...
Doing the walk of shame in your...
Listen.
I think in...
Too far.
In Joey's dressing gown.
Stop now. What was his expression? Joey's expression.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Did he say that to you?
What a stupid expression. How you doing? I don't know. I can't remember a thing from that night either.
Really?
I'm going to go through...
Alf, I think you hit on Alf.
Was that?
Didn't that Alf?
Yeah.
Was Alf?
Ray Ma?
No.
No, Alf, the
oh,
alien.
Elf.
Yeah, he's his handler passed away a couple of days ago. That was
really?
In the news. Yeah, the guy.
Elf, I would have. Elf, the alien.
Yeah.
Now that appeals to me.
Real name Gordon Shumway, by the way. There's a bit of trivia for you guys.
Well done.
You seem to know too much about that.
Why aren't you nominated for a Logie? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Where's your show? The front bar's not nominated. What happened to
it's
the sports categories?
Show. Well, since the idiots. Who are running this show.
God, there's so many, and you haven't even
There's
got...
100 categories, and nothing not... for sport. A sports presentation, but not for sports entertainment.
Good Lord.
How many sports entertainment shows are there? Should I? I'm going to storm the stage with
dear.
No pants on and grabs and take someone's Logie.
Really?
Yep.
All right, well, that'll make it interesting.
Can't wait. I'll be watching that.
Cop that, Ed Devereaux.
I still think you should ask Jessica... If she wants to be a date.
Well, I would if she turned up.
That'd be handy, wouldn't it?
What do you reckon?
Does she understand the world of showbiz?
Can we put on... you know what? She should be easy to track down. Surely her electronic anklet? that make people...
All right.
Wear.
Well, apparently she's in the building.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we've spoken
Good.
To some pretty big
right.
stars.
Well, will we take
and,
a break, will we, and come back with Jessica after this? What do you think?
Well, we'll see how we go.
Okay.
We'll see if she decides to
All
actually
right.
come.
Well, we've got a big show here because Russell Crowe is going to join us later. We've also got Toadie. And Eve from Neighbours as well.
Will he turn up? I mean,
Can
I'd
please,
worry about
it's
him.
Not Toadie, it's Ryan and Eve.
It's
Toadie.
Come on.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Jessica Power was part of a lot of the drama on Married at First Sight in 2019 after initially marrying Mick.
What were they thinking?
So he got dumped by Jess and copped it from her hot brother and angry dad.
You're a f***ing... Don't mess with my babies.
Then she partner swapped to Dan.
Marriage, kids, house.
Oh, wow, she's jumping the gun there, I think.
And then things got awkward between them on live TV.
I've got major trust issues.
But you hit on national television.
Since then, she's been linked to footy players and Bernard Tomic.
You guys really want me to confirm or deny this, don't you?
And now she's been refused a ticket to the Logies, but lucky for us, she's a...
big personality and a lot to say.
So please welcome to the show, Jessica Power from MAFS.
A lot to unpack there, Jessica. Let's start with the big one. Have you been in a hot tub with Bernard Tomic?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, I
have
haven't.
Yes
no?
Have you patched him yet?
Have you patched
no,
him?
No, no. So
Who
he's...
have you patched?
Look... Bernie's currently away. He's playing.
Bernie, is it?
Wow.
Guys, come on. So he's away. I was supposed to go and meet him somewhere where he was playing, but I have got priorities.
Was he aware
here.
Of this?
You've got priorities.
You were just stalking.
No, he's aware. He's aware. We're going to catch up when he's back in Australia.
Is,
back
he,
on the
is he a gentle lover?
We're not lovers.
I'm just asking.
I am very much single. Very much single.
What's your type?
Someone with a beard. Someone with a nice jacket on.
The drunk uncle look.
You've got the whole look going.
Hello.
On at the
hang on.
Saying all the right things, Jessica. God,
I always do. Don't worry.
Yes, I think, and I think that's why you have made such an impact on everyone's
who
life.
Who is your type? Who do you think's hot? Who
do you know what? Like, I don't particularly have a type. I just like someone that can make me laugh and doesn't mind me being a little bit crazy, like, and just good. Good eyes, smells nice, dresses nice, and has good teeth.
But I think, yeah, you like a bit of a hottie, let's be frank, because, yeah, you know, you were vocal about that on the show, that you found Dan very attractive when he wasn't even paired up with you.
Yeah, he was. He still is attractive. He's an attractive guy. It's just too bad his personality doesn't match his face.
She's throwing haymakers. Your hair's pink. Why is your hair pink?
I just, you know what? I go through phases of my life where I just want like little bits and pieces to change. So now it's my hair. The other week it was that daddy tattoo.
Yes, now let's talk about that. Let's just go through this.
We've all got a daddy tattoo.
On your inner lip. Now, I've got a very low pain threshold. Even though I've had 5 children, that still hurt.
No. But I have a very high...
Can I see your daddy?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Okay, wow. That's interesting.
Daddy, do you like that?
Right now you're freaking
me
out.
Do you like the way...
Very close.
Do you like the way they...
I don't know what to actually look at, right?
There's a lot to look at.
It's all
your
good,
nails
by the
are
way.
Stunning. Crikey. Your décolletage, I can't quite take my eyes off.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, what about these bozos from the Logies? Now, why aren't you going?
Look, what I actually generally feel is that Channel 9, Married at First Sight, are trying to keep some integrity to their show because I made a shit show of it.
Hang on. But you're very important to Channel 9 and Max has been nominated.
You're their big ticket item.
Yeah,
that's why people were tuning in every week.
I know. I actually had one of the head guys from Channel 9 come down and say thank you. Personally thank me for the 6 million viewers I would bring in.
But Jessica, were you trying to be, is this really yourself? And I'm getting the feeling that it is you.
Yes.
Just having briefly met you.
I'm so sorry. Today. It is, guys. No, I'm just
don't be sorry.
Well, you're a bit of a mess. Like a good, like a great hot mess.
This is great.
But fantastic. A good hot mess and a lovable one at that. And are you saying you're definitely single at the moment, but there's got to be someone, you know, maybe you could hang around the front of the Star Hotel. Well, they have security looking out for you.
What are you saying?
You.
What are you suggesting?
Well, I'm not an escort.
Like a street or something.
Jeez. Married at First Sight doesn't pay well, but it doesn't pay that bad.
I am definitely not saying that. How dare you infer that, Mick? That's not it at all. But
Mick.
You know what I'd like to ask now quickly is,
yes,
you've had this amazing taste of celebrity life.
Yes.
You obviously get a kick out of it and like
I do.
It. What is next for Jessica Power? What is your dream job from now on?
Look, I have 2 avenues I can go down with this. Mm-hmm.
And Max Markson.
He's amazing.
He's your agent, is that
he?
Okay. That's very...
Well, he's a big gun.
He's one of the big guns in Australia.
He is. And he's actually just elevated me to this platform that I didn't even have coming off the show. He's really put together so many amazing deals. I've been having so many amazing appearances.
Yep. And you're making some dough out of it?
You'd be hard to manage, I reckon.
Oh, I am.
Is it like herding cats? Does he have to ring... He's rang us 3 times in a cold sweat.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Yeah,
what's she doing?
You really keep him on his toes, do you, Jess?
100%. And I make him tell me a joke every day. And, you know, he's sort of like a father figure, a counsellor.
You should get a tattoo saying that.
A manager. Yeah.
Yeah. Max,
put on your top.
But Max was actually, Innes and I just did Maxim the other day. We shot Maxim the other day.
Oh, well.
Did you bring a copy?
And Mick's a big fan of that magazine.
Are you?
Do you know Jane
I'll
was rated?
I'll sign you a copy and
thank
send
you.
It to you.
I'm rated.
I like it.
I'm in there.
Jane was in that... And the top 100
86.
Hotties.
Number 86.
At number 87.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a feeling you might be up number 1. I'm a hottie. Thank you.
Do you know where you're going to be in the Maxim?
Well, we're thinking front cover, but look. I don't know. But anyway, so when I got this daddy tattoo, Max is like, oh, my God, what have you done? Why are you getting tattoos on your face? But like, and I was like, you can't even see it when I talk. Like,
no,
I'm just
you
such
can't
a
even
child.
See it. Hey, speaking of tattoos on face, how's your hot brother going?
My hot brother. I just FaceTimed him the other day. He's really good. He's in Bali.
I know, because I follow him. I see
what happened to him? He came on the show and all the girls went berserk.
They did.
Look, they want him on Love Island, but I'm trying to close that deal over him.
Oh, you want to go on Love Island next? Why don't your brother, sister... you can look it out for each other.
I think if we brother sistered it, I would. We'd sit at the pool and we'd bitch about everybody. Well, that's what we're like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like we would just be like, I'd be like, oh, you know, like her, and then Reese would be like really protective, and I'd be like protective, and then we'd probably end up with no one.
Well,
and
if the producers were smart.
Where's Ines? What's she? Because she's your bestie now.
Yeah, Ines. She's in Brisbane. She lives in Brisbane. She's
she all right?
She's
I'm worried about her.
Because she didn't get invited either.
I'm worried about
her. Why didn't she get invited?
Because, guys, I told you they're trying to protect the integrity with the boring people.
Integrity of maps? Hang on. Is that not an oxymoron?
Well, what I heard was that maps people don't even get to sit in the room with all the celebrities.
Really?
They get to sit in an off. Now, I have my hair done at Paramount Hair Extensions, and Cheryl does it. And she went to.
Cheryl.
She went to.
We know Cheryl.
Yeah, Cheryl went. And she said, you don't even get to sit in the room. And I was like, okay, like, what's the point?
Well,
hey, now, I need to know this. Did they used to get you really drunk before they'd on set?
Did they not feed you?
They'd not feed you, get you drunk, so you'd go out there throwing haymakers?
Yeah. And patch people.
Oh, I used to just get myself drunk because I hated everyone there until Dan walked in. And then, but you know what they used to do to me? So we weren't allowed to drink spirits on the shot, like on the dinner parties, but they knew that I would open my mouth and be crazy if I had a few spirits. So I would have a Jackson Coke sat at my table as I sat down. So I would drink.
So they went, here you go.
Yeah, they went, here, Jess. And then everyone was like, who's drinking spirits? Like, why don't we get spirits? Only I got it because I was the one that would be like.
Well, if you're talking about the integrity of the show, then.
Jack and Coke, that's your drink.
Yeah. Oh, no, look, I do, but normally it's like a vodka lime and soda, but I like the Jack. Oh, yeah.
That's a skinny bitch drink. That's what you do. It's
are you going to get in tomorrow night? Yeah. Why don't you just crash the joint? Why don't you just bum rush it?
Oh, you know what? I just think.
You got anything on? Sunday night?
No, I
there
don't.
There you go, you're free. Okay.
Look.
Mick's looking for a date. Yeah.
I'll plus one you. You've got to put out.
Okay, don't ask our guest in studio.
Oh, God, you've got to put out.
Hey, we've got to go. What's next for you?
Hopefully I want to try and break into the UK market with reality. But if not, I'm opening up my own business at the end of the year for event management. That's what I'm saying. It can go two ways.
We're going to keep a very sharp eye on you, young lady.
I'm sure you will. Everybody seems to.
All right.
We will.
Well, good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Whatever your adventures are next. Sorry about the Logies. They're idiots.
Oh, they are. Don't worry about it.
We've got the producer of the Logies on later. Yeah. We'll have a chat.
We'll
put in a word for
it. Thank you, guys.
That's Jessica from MAPS.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Eve Morey and Ryan Maloney, as married couple Toadie and Sonia, have had an emotional ride on Neighbours, with an evil nanny poisoning them, battles with substance abuse and cancer, and a lookalike ex-wife not helping things.
Have you done it again? Come on, don't lie to me, Jared. Do not lie to me.
What?
Have you fallen for her again?
But these difficult scenes were the catalyst for their Logie nominations this year, which should have been a time of celebration, except for this radio show.
So are you saying that essentially I'm that crap that after 25 years I've got to resort to cheating?
I may have implied it.
But in all seriousness, we're huge fans of Ryan, some a little too much.
I'm happily a nerdy fan.
If you run into her at the Logies, Ryan, you might need some capsicum spray.
So please remain at least 10 metres away at all times and welcome Eve Morey and Ryan Maloney.
Yay!
Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
I'm very good.
Excellent.
And I will keep my distance, and you don't need to have the capsicum spray.
It's all right. We've already had the hug.
We have had the hug. I'm glad you remembered. It was so exciting for me.
How are you? Excited?
Hands went wandering, mate. Hey, that's all I can say.
That was mine.
Are you going to win this thing? You going to take the chockies?
Oh, yeah.
You got the logo in the bag?
We got the silverware. Yeah, we're going to take it on.
You're in? You're gold for you, is it?
Yeah.
You mentioned me in the speech.
She's really happy. Are you aware of this, by the way?
Are you really? Yes. Eve, this is a really big deal. That you've been nominated for a Gold Logie when you were starting on Neighbours and when you were starting acting, this just wasn't possible before for people. And you've done it. You should feel rapt.
Thank you. It's quite far removed from my experience on the show thus far, but I am pretty excited about it.
You've got to go with the flow, and what happens is people loved your characters so much, and it was very, very sad storyline that was set up because Mick, Eve's character has now passed away. She has died.
She's dead. That's why she's up for the gold.
Yeah, that's right. People feel sorry for me.
Because there was a stage in Neighbours where everyone who was dead, they all moved to Brisbane. Wasn't it? And we're all here. We're all here.
It's the graveyard. Brisbane is the graveyard. Okay, all right.
So how does that work? You're dead and you're back? Or
no, she's not back.
No, I'm just dead.
She's
I'm not.
Right, one of the few characters that have died.
I'm unemployed.
This is why she's in with a good chair. That's what I'm saying.
You're going to get a posthumous gold Logie for your character.
Ryan, your character has been through the ring of
Toadie, the toadfish.
Yeah.
Yes, but I know who Ryan's character is.
She told me I'm not allowed to call you Toadie because I always refer to you around the office, and she says, you call him Ryan.
Please call
him. I like it when people try to call me like my real name and they call me Jared.
Oh, yes. Jared. I like that too because Sonia used to call you Jared.
I know
Jared Rebecca. Anyway, here we are with Jared
Rebecca. Stalkery now.
Glad you picked up on that. That's
oh, I know. See?
Can I get a role on Neighbours? Could I be like your.
Oh, God.
Like,
don't do this. Oh, embarrassing. Yes.
Cousin, I want to be in
you can
Neighbours.
Be like our drunk uncle or something.
That's perfect.
I've been preparing for this role all my life.
Making
inappropriate speeches at weddings.
Yes.
You know
every time we walk in, you're in there in your underpants.
I come and stay and you can't. Get rid of me, and I just stay around the house.
I like it.
You could be Colette Mann's love interest. I think that's perfect.
Yes. I'm up for that, as long as it's a closed set.
Well, speaking of getting handsy, well, you know, now tell us.
Jane told me you're a commercial, you've got a commercial pilot's license.
I do, yeah. Not that I'm using it.
We've got to keep those hours up, Ryan. Yeah. When did you do that?
I did that a few years ago now.
Yeah. And why?
This is your captain, the toadfish speaking.
Well,
they're
actually,
currently
yeah.
flying at an altitude of 30,000 feet.
Yeah. We're over Brisbane. So,
fly for Ryanair.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Mick, you're all over this, aren't you?
Bang. That's why I'm with the big bucks.
That is an interesting thing. May I gather that at some stage when you weren't on Neighbours, even though you've been there for a long time, that as an actor, you've got to have backups and you've got to have another sort of career path to take?
Well, that actually came around because when we moved to Channel 11 back then, because it wasn't Peach. Then.
Oh, yeah, now it's Channel Peach.
Yeah, now it's some fruit.
Yes, which is so easy to remember.
Some furry fruit.
It's Channel 141, by the way, on Foxtel.
I watch a lot of... Poll. Which stone fruit are we going to name it after?
I watch a lot of kumquat. It's just the station I prefer the most.
But no, when they came down, they had a big meeting on set and they said, oh, we're moving to Channel 11. Mm. My first phone call was to my wife saying, we're moving channels, so we need to find another job.
Oh, that's what you thought the fate was. But in fact, there's been an enormous resurgence and Neighbours has been nominated, the show itself, for lots of awards as well.
Yeah, well, we're up for six.
Well, that's huge. That's a record, surely, isn't it?
But not only that, I mean, probably the thing that we're kind of missing is that we're also nominated for Most Outstanding. So that's been nominated by
the peers.
By the peers.
How do we vote for you? How do people vote for you guys for individually and for the show?
Go to the Logies, TV Week Logies website.
.com.au.
Even if you're living in the United Kingdom? Is that, are you still, still trying to rort the system,
if
Ryan?
You've got an Australian phone number, it'll work for you.
Colette Mann has been very supportive of both of you.
She has.
Eve,
she's been playing phones for everybody.
Eve, what are you up to now? Because you're a wonderful actress. Where will we find you next? Are you still working on Neighbours, though? Did I read somewhere?
Yeah, I'm doing a bit of drama coaching out there. So,
what a delightful teacher you
with
would
Ryan,
be.
With Ryan, I hope. Really.
This is how to kill the next one, right?
So what's happening the next few days, guys? You're here on the Gold Coast. You plan to go out, sink a few, hit the dance floor? Yes?
We are going to be drunk before we even turn up on the red carpet.
Awesome.
Speech is always good at the Logies.
Carl Stefanovic.
I've been there, done that, yeah.
Good on you, guys. Thanks for swinging by.
Congratulations.
Good luck to both of you. Congratulations.
Good on you. Thank you very
delightful.
Much.
Delightful. Thank you.
Right. And you can vote at tvweeklogies.com.au, as Ryan mentioned. All right, up next, our very special guest, Russell Crowe.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Prepare yourself, Gold Coast.
They're on their way.
I usually only go to the Gold Coast during schoolies week, so this will be highly unusual.
And are on their best behaviour.
We've been drinking for a really long time.
Ready to take the Logies by storm.
I am going to go cocoa bananas
on
the
really
Gold Coast.
I'm really concerned you are.
But before the red carpet confrontations.
If I get murdered at the Logies, there'll be 100 suspects.
Or the award presenting.
Do you know what you're doing on the night? Are you just...
Yeah. We do, but it's secret.
Look. Oh, is it?
All the after parties.
See the strippers.
Righto.
There's a few things to sort out.
Can Carlson on our table? Maybe I'll take his ex-wife.
Mostly with Toadie.
Toadie, showbiz arsehole.
Hey.
He's rorting the system.
He's cheating.
Toadie should know better. Toadie's dead to me.
Live from the Gold Coast.
Yeah, baby.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Pre-Logie Special.
Oh, it's getting exciting now as we inch closer, inexorably, to this year's Gold Logie announcement. What a night of nights. We're already here. We've probably gone early.
We're probably peaked early. Is that what you're saying?
Well, coming up later, I hope we have the producer of the whole show, the Logies, Brent Williams.
Well, damaging to him last night. Encourage him.
He was carted out in a stretcher.
He was.
Basically.
We may have imploded the Logies.
We could have broken the Logies. We'll speak to him on the phone a little later to see how it's scrumming up. And I'll put in a word for Jessica. I'll see if we can
Jessica Power, who's
Come
on the show.
On. We'll do something.
She's a fascinating creature, that one.
We are going to have the week in review. We're going to take your calls and take your tweets. We're going to play some more Logies moments. But everyone, straighten up, fly right. time to start with the big guns and this guy.
Last time we caught up with Russell Crowe, Mick was fascinated by some of the items he was selling in his auction.
It's a fully functioning replica Roman chariot.
It's incredible.
Can I come and kick the tyres?
Have another look at the picture. They don't have tyres.
Since then, we found out the dinosaur head he auctioned off was bought from Leonardo DiCaprio.
You know, cut myself a little bit of slack. There was a bunch of vodka involved in that.
I'm sure Mick and Jane have questions about that transaction and about Rusty's new drama on Stan about the former boss of Fox News, Roger Ailes, called The Loudest Voice.
Television is the most powerful force in the world. People don't want to be informed. They want to feel informed.
We will
make history.
Please welcome back to the show, Russell Crowe.
Well, hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Crowe.
Good afternoon, Jane. Good afternoon, Mick. Good afternoon, viewers.
As we speak, we're live from the Gold Coast because we're up here it's our Logie special, and somehow you've managed to crowbar your way in to our Logie special, and I'm not sure what you've ever won as an actor. Okay, mate, a couple of Oscars, but have you ever won a Logie, mate?
Never won a Logie, never been nominated.
Oh, see, I was sure.
I say that proudly, Mick.
Russell, I was sure that you would be nominated for Best New Talent along the lines. Come on, that's unfair.
No, just slipped under the...
Under the radar?
Under the watchdog.
Yeah, had to contend with some Oscars instead.
And your SAGs and your BAFTAs and your...
Well...
Oh, yeah.
All right.
42 at last count, I think, Mick, just in case you were wondering.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Any of those ever going up for auction?
Is that why you had to get rid of the dinosaur skull, mate? There wasn't enough room on the mantelpiece for the...
Yeah.
That's a fascinating story.
We love that story.
Mate, I was thinking, maybe down the track I could buy your skull. I just think... But when you're gone and you're no longer with us, I would like to own your big bonks, if I could.
Right, you're just pretty sure I'm going before you, eh? Okay.
You're much more cerebral than he is, Russell.
Hey, Russell, TV execs are dodgy characters. Who knew? What happened?
Who knew, eh? After all our experience, and we never picked it.
We never picked it. Do you know what Kerry Packer once famously said in a boardroom at Channel 9 when describing the women he wanted on his network? He said, their hair can't be blonde enough and their tits can't be big enough. And I just wonder if that's a universal kind of appraisal from a TV exec, do you think?
Certainly with the culture that Roger Ailes established at Fox News, I mean... The way I used to describe it is everybody seemed to be cocktail ready, you know, no matter what time of the day it is. You put Fox News on and the girls have got smoky eyes and short skirts and, you know.
But he was a really smart guy. This is what I've seen 3 episodes, Russell.
Yes,
and
congratulations, by the way.
It's really compelling.
Thank you.
He was really a smart guy, but, gee, he's creepy.
A little bit on the edges. You know, but it was a rich, rich life, Jane. When I started looking into, you know, the full experience of what Roger had gathered as his life, it was incredible. You know, I mean, he was a hemophiliac at birth and, you know, wasn't expected to live through his childhood. And, you know, the determination that you have to create within yourself as that kid, he would continuously do the things that he was told that he wasn't allowed to do.
Right.
He was a cross-country runner and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and that just facing that thing down through his childhood, I think, gave him a type of determination that normal people just don't have.
There is a few scenes that I had experienced myself in early days of television. An executive once
on
told me...
On this very show.
Hang on, no, it wasn't on this show.
Just yesterday morning.
No, hey, I wish now, trust me, when I was in my early 20s, an executive almost did exactly what a scene from this series. He said, stand up, turn around. He opened up my jacket to see my figure. Right. But he said, oh, interesting. You know what, Jane? It'll be nice to have some normal-looking women on television.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But did you take the job?
I did.
See, you know, if I was just the top of the generation that we've all come through, and I'm probably older than you guys, but whatever, then we're at the bottom of that. So we've come through the business in that world. You know, the world of the Kerry Packers and the Roger Ailes, you know. And, you know, when I was a young actor, I wasn't always the bloke that won the Academy Award. You know, I was, you know, a young actor looking for work. And, you know, particularly in certain theatre companies, you know, you had, you know, propositions put to you on quite a regular basis.
But it is a generational thing.
That's why I think I have such empathy with the women in this story, because I get it. You know, I understand it.
Right. How did you crack the code with this bloke? What was the key for it? I mean, you look amazing. You're a chameleon as always. But was there any insight or way in for you to get to the bottom of Roger Ailes?
Well, the book that the series is based on, The Loudest Voice in the Room by Gabe Sherman, is a very well-researched book. Gives you a lot of detail. The piece of information that fascinated me the most was finding out that as he was leaving, you know, in the end of high school and in his college years, he was the kid who was really into musical theatre.
Yes, and he actually was a music producer, wasn't he?
Yeah, so when you start thinking in terms of what he learned in that period of time, you know, what's the opening number? What are we hitting them with before the break? How does the big dance routine go? You know, what's the crescendo of the show? You know, all of those theatrical mores play out in metaphor when he starts Fox News.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing. How do I grab these people, you know, get their eyeballs, and it's their decision to never look away.
Hey, Russell, when was the news weaponized? When did it become basically a marketing tool for a political party?
Well, Roger Ailes gave that quote to Joe McGinnis in a 1968 book, The Selling of the President. He said, in the future, this is, you know, he's 27 years old or something. He said, in the future, television networks will become political parties. But I think, you know, what has happened in the way news is delivered is we've allowed a certain tabloid language to creep onto the front pages of our major mastheads. And, you know, that aggressive attitude is also part of the way we regard each other now, because people have been taught over three decades or four decades that it's okay to lacerate first and learn about your subject later. I mean, we all know in the business that there's certain publications, they get a new set of art that week, and they sit around and decide how to reverse engineer a story that goes with the picture. You know, and we've allowed that to happen. So, you know, people were disgruntled, you know, at this point in history, and Roger Ailes could read it as a marketing opportunity, even as a sort of a way of making fun of the available audience, you know, where you don't know the rules of satire that are being applied right now. We have a huge problem on the internet now. You know, the vast majority of people who are retweeting and you know, sending on fake news and posting it and stuff are 60 plus, because they don't know the rules, you know. They don't know what's a joke, and because, you know, the line has blurred so deeply. So look, you know, I don't know really if I have an opinion on journalism, but ask me another question.
Well, the world is full of table-thumping blowhards all of a sudden.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, can I ask you a question? Do you know Rachel Griffiths?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Have you got any pull there?
God, this is embarrassing. Mick is in a movie, allegedly. In Rachel's new film, Ride Like a Girl. And I'm pretty sure he's going to end up on the cutting room floor.
Well, I was in the first trailer, and now there's a second trailer came out, and I'm not in it at all. Is that a bad sign?
Not necessarily. How major is your character?
Describe your character, Mick.
Were you part of the driving centre of the plot?
No, I'm very expendable.
Say what you're playing.
I was playing a shonky horse trainer. And Russell, you'll be pleased to hear this. I put on 20 kilograms for the role. They didn't ask me. I just decided to do it.
I bet you did. That was just breakfast on day one.
Russell, can you have a word to her? Can you ring her up and go, Malloy is in the film. The kid stays in the picture.
Shut up.
The kid stays in the picture. Well, look, I'll call Rachel and say to her,
put in a good
thing
word
that I've already said to her, you know, at this point in time in post-production of the film, you know, the way that we describe it in the business, you got to start shooting the puppies.
Hey, and
it's like you got to get rid of like what's something that might be your favourite thing if it doesn't help the momentum of the film. So,
well, that's me gone.
You know,
hey, I was thinking too. You and me should do a two-hander, like a big Hollywood film together.
Really?
You and me, like probably more me, a little bit of you. Like you could be like my sidekick cop or something.
Oh,
you know,
for God's sake!
If you bring the investment money, Mick, I'll get that done for you. Okay. Just whip around your mates. Next time you're down the pub, just whip around your mates, get a cool 40, 50 mil together, and we'll make you a movie star, okay?
Listen, you're pretty much, I've seen, as I said, three eps. You're in every scene, basically. The prosthetics and what you had to go through would have been a major pain in the ass, but congratulations, because it's paid off. It's paid off amazingly,
cool,
and it's really great. Sienna Miller as well.
Isn't she fantastic, man?
She's fantastic.
Her age observations, the nuances and stuff.
Absolutely.
She puts into the way that character walks and everything,
yes.
It's just fabulous.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and you haven't seen much of Naomi yet, but she starts to dominate the series in episodes 5, 6, and 7.
Fantastic.
And there's great performances all the way along.
And we say thanks for doing television for us, because, you know, it must have been in the script, obviously, and the whole story was so appealing that you've gone, dang it, I'm there. And it's lucky for us that you decided to do it.
Well, it's a funny thing, though, you see, because the scripts are really good, but looking at the overall responsibility of what I had to do was really scary, you know, because it's like it was a big, long shoot.
Yeah.
And like you say, I'm in a lot of the scenes, so I've got an average of 24 pages of fresh dialogue to learn every single week, and I shot between October and April. Yeah, it was a hell of a thing. And when you add the factor of the hours in makeup and then what it feels like to wear that makeup every day, it was a very, very difficult job. But, you know, it's cool, man. People are seeing it and the reviews are coming out. And like, so far I haven't read a negative one, so... and I was at the screening in New York the other day, and people were just going for it, man, because there's a lot of laughs to be had.
There are.
I mean, it's a very serious drama, but he's got a florid turn of phrase, our Roger. He can be quite entertaining, you know?
A little ripe at times. Hey, thanks, Russell Crowe. We appreciate catching up with you, and good luck with how it all pans out. It's going to be brilliant for you.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks very much, guys. I'll see you soon.
The Loudest Voice, which you can check out on Stan this coming Monday, July 1.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And now on Kennedy Malloy, a look back at another golden Logies moment. 2003, when Steve Irwin was running around with a live snake and it bit someone.
Right, mate. Sorry.
Chief.
No biting. No. Ah, sweetheart.
I just saw it bite Tim Webster on the groin. And I can tell you, I'm not going to suck the poison out, Tim.
This is Kennedy Malloy's pre-Logie special, live from the Gold Coast.
Edward Maguire.
Well
there,
done, Eddie. I was there that
away.
Night too.
Tim Webster. That'll get your attention, won't it?
Weak.
That's live TV for you. And that's what the Logies is. It's a special event. It's a major event. No one does them, in my opinion, better than the Nine Network.
I agree
have
with you
done
there, Mick.
Over the ages. They do sport very well. And a bloke who I rate as one of the best producers going around. I've had... quite a bit to do with over the years. He sent me home, actually, once.
Did he really?
From Vancouver.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
We go,
you go way back.
We go way back. We've got history, but he's the right man for the job, and he's at the helm. He's producing this year's Logies. He's on the phone now. I hope he's sobered up. We may have winged him last night over a couple of tequilas. Brent Williams. Hello, Brent.
How are you?
Hi, Dan. Hi, Mick.
How'd you pull up, okay? Sorry about that. We were a little...
I was a little dusty, to be fair. It was a little slow to start this morning, but we've ramped up since then, and rehearsals are going well. Thank you.
What do we need to know? What's so special? We've got some international guests. We've got some musical guests. Yeah, you're all over it. What's going to be the hot? What should we look for from this year's Logies?
There's going to be a stack of highlights, as there always is. There's two presenters, Malloy and Kennedy. I don't know what you're doing yet. Is there any danger you're going to tell me what you're actually doing?
Well, we're not sure if we're allowed to say what category of award. Are we allowed to say it, seeing as you're the EP?
You're actually not allowed to say it, but I believe Mick already has.
I knew it. So we won't say it again. It'll be a big surprise on the night. Now,
On that note, Brett, yeah. I won't be coming to rehearsal tomorrow, and I'm a 50-50 chance on the night. So
well, then,
if not, just go on without
you're
me.
You're out. Chris Brown's in.
Oh, you are. I tell you
Chris
what.
Chris Brown's our great go-to. He's a great go-to, Chris. Last time, Mick, you said... Vancouver, you mentioned it. Last time you didn't turn up for rehearsals, we were in Vancouver and you said, trust me, and you ended up getting sent out of the country twice.
Twice. Not only did I get sent home from Vancouver for stuff that was said and done, yeah. I tried to come back. I got arrested by Homeland Security. who put me in a cell for about 9 hours.
Good God. Brent, I may suggest you may want to keep young Sheldon far away from Mick. I've got a bad feeling about it.
No, I want to. You know, occasionally you have these showbiz feuds where Ernie and Tom Lane punch. I will punch young Sheldon if he even looks at me sideways.
Oh, look,
luckily they're earlier in the night and you guys are sort of more towards the middle of the night, so you're separated enough. But I obviously can't have you on too late, Mick.
Whatever happened to that Brent Williams?
Did Mick or did not Mick call you up specifically and say, just make sure we're not at the end of the show because I can't tell you. You won't be able to trust what might happen.
I can guarantee you 100% Mick did tell me that when we locked you guys in. He said, I can't be too late. I just can't be. And I'm holding you responsible, Jane, no matter what time.
Don't do that. That's ridiculous, Brent. Don't trust me.
Do you like the Gold Coast? It feels like a good fit for the Logies, doesn't it? It's like a showbiz. It's the glitz. It's the glamour. It's Hollywood on the beach.
Yep.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It was great. Last year we had the first one at the Star and there was a couple of teething issues, but we sorted our way through that. And this year, it's really exciting. I'm outside at the moment. They're setting up the red carpet area, which will be great. There'll be screaming kids everywhere for Why Don't We? It'll be really exciting.
That'll be good. Now, we had Jessica Powers from MAFS on the show. I said I'd have a word to see if I could get
her
on.
We knew people in high places.
On the places. She's from MAFS, of course.
Didn't get a ticket, Brent.
Okay, wow. Is there any way you can squeeze her in? Or?
As your plus one? Or as...
Well, we didn't know whether that was going to be,
It was a bit confronting in here earlier, I have to say. I don't think I'm up to it. We might need a couple of rodeo clowns as well.
She was in fine form.
Unfortunately, you have to be a Gold Logie winner or a Hall of Famer to get a plus one on your invite. So,
I'll get there eventually. Hey, now what about, on that note, Karl Stefanovic, is he coming?
I believe he is.
Coming. Another person that Mick has ruthlessly slagged off for the last 12 months.
I could get killed in this room tomorrow night.
Georgie Gardner and Deborah Knight, they're women I'm going to be seeking out and bring them to our table because Mick has been very rude to those women.
Are you going to put the Today Show in the in memoriam package?
Mick, come on. That's not fair.
Come on.
You are terrible.
They've had a good run.
To the last day.
I'm going to have to organise extra security for you, Mick, for Sunday night.
Is Karl Stefanovic on a better table than me?
No doubt he will. Gold will Logie winner. Karl, of course he will.
We'll be having more fun on the naughty table
down
the back.
You made a very powerful enemy, Brent.
Thank you, Brent.
Well done. Good luck. Anything else we need to know before we all go nuts tomorrow night?
7 o'clock Sunday. That's when you should be
7
watching.
Seven o'clock Sunday. Done, mate.
We're
well
a
50-50
done. Chance, man.
I look forward to seeing you both at rehearsals.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of Karl Stefanovic, we've got another moment for you right here, right now, mate. Good on you, Brent.
And now, on Kennedy Malloy, a look back at another Golden Logies moment. 2009, when Karl Stefanovic got drunk and then did the Today Show.
Hello and welcome to you. How good does Lisa Wilkinson look with zero sleep? Your husband is a lucky man.
That's all I can say.
That's very kind
of you.
Look
at you.
Look at you on the monitor there.
Stop it. It's fine.
This is Kennedy Malloy's pre-Logie special, live from the Gold Coast.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And now, on Kennedy Malloy, a look back at another golden Logies moment. 1976, when Norman Gunston won gold.
When you do an excellent program like mine, it's not just, you know, you up there on the screen. There are many other people behind the scenes that you have to carry as well.
This is Kennedy Malloy's pre-Logie special, live from the Gold Coast.
Yes, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. If you've missed any of the show and went off the rails earlier with Jessica from MAFS, you want to grab the podcast tonight. KennedyMalloy.com.
It's like a bear being attacked by a bear.
It was unbelievable.
It was quite extraordinary.
Very nearly,
just stood still and waited for it all to blow over.
Nearly had my eyes taken out.
Hey, it's been a great week, though, guys, and we love to do this. We package it all together. We call it our Week in Review.
A revealing week on Kennedy Malloy. Jane revealed a long list of people Mick had pissed off ahead of the Logies.
And I'm going to bring them all over to the table to see you. I can't wait for
them.
I am. Deborah Knight and Georgie Gardner.
Now, I've been nothing but supportive.
I don't think so.
I love today.
I'm going to get Kerry Ann.
If I get murdered at the Logies, there'll be 100 suspects.
Kitty Flanagan revealed her one diva demand at comedy theatres across the country.
I cannot stand the smell of popcorn. I absolutely hate it. It's going to stink. There's going to be people eating with their mouths open. All from the show, I'm going to lose my mind.
Agent 99.
Oh, Max.
Barbara Felden revealed early on she didn't consider herself a role model.
I get credit for her because I played her, but actually at the time, I don't think I was as evolved as she was. It took me a few years to catch up.
And Todd Sampson revealed he'd been catching and eating reindeer in Siberia.
Reindeer is my new favourite animal. Well, so I'm in Siberia.
I don't know what
I hear what you do to an animal you don't like. He's got Todd Sampson pressing him to the ground. Todd Sampson's got him in a headlock.
Rudolph does not make it out alive, let me tell you.
That red nose is the least of his problems.
Oh, and I can reveal what you didn't hear when we had to dump Todd Sampson yet again.
When I hear you going to Gaza, part of me wants you to get shot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what do you know what I mean?
That's totally
Jane revealed to Mick that he didn't feature in the second trailer for Ride Like a Girl.
I'm not happy. And what's so funny about that, Jane?
I was in the first trailer.
Maybe the audience just went, I don't like him.
If I'm not in that film, I will go to the opening night, storm the red carpet on a Shetland pony.
And Mick revealed he still harbours a desire for Qantas Chairman's Lounge membership.
Why aren't I in the club yet?
Listen, I'm nervous about your behaviour. You've got to behave yourself.
If you're in the Chairman's Lounge and I wasn't, I guarantee you, I would bum rush that thing. I would take a job working there with a false moustache until such time as I felt.
Poison my Bloody Mary.
It was revealed to all of us whether or not planes have a horn.
If your plane needs a horn, you've got
problems. You're in the wrong place.
Jeff, you can sort this out.
I used to be in the Air Force. I reckon they gave up the horns back in the Wacky Races.
Hey, can you get me into the Chairman's Lounge?
And Jane revealed an early birthday present for Mick.
So in the best interests of your mum, Wendy, who has been doing your vacuuming forever.
I've got a Roomba.
You've got a Roomba.
And it's dressed in a little French maid's outfit.
Hang on. Here it goes. Hey! And look, it pumps into things and moves. Look.
That's hot.
It's a hottie little Roomba.
It's a little hottie.
In a French maid's outfit.
It's adorable.
She doesn't go down staircases very well, so be careful.
You hear that sound coming out of my bedroom?
But in my final week in review, what was the biggest revelation?
Marsh is as good as anyone I've ever worked with.
As a guy who is a technical producer on our show and has really lifted us.
He makes our stuff better.
Oh, it's very embarrassing. I'm terribly sorry. I have no idea how that clip got in there. No. The biggest revelation this week came from a former Prime Minister, as Julia Gillard revealed what it's like when you invite Mick Malloy over to your barbecue.
Mick leaves and says to the federal police who are looking after me, boys, you know, you just don't know how many drinks she's had. and I seriously don't know how you're going to get her down those stairs. And
Wow.
I sort of wandered out half an hour later to these very anxious-looking men, and they're like, are you all right? And I'm like, why wouldn't I be all right? Are you sure you're all right?
That was our Week in Review, finished up with Julia Gillard. Hey, you mentioned Marshy. He's going to join us in just a moment, guys.
We'll get him in the studio.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And now on Kennedy Malloy, a look back at another Golden Logies moment. Any of the six times Graham Kennedy won gold.
I would very much like to thank me for having faith in the Reg Grundy organisation.
And I would like to thank me for being a grand little performer. I beg your pardon?
This is Kennedy Malloy's pre-Logie special, live from the Gold Coast.
No bigger name in the history of TV and synonymous with Logies over the year, perhaps with Bert Newton as the original and the best. Mm. Hey, so here we go. Who's our sponsor?
We thank Lucrf. It's an industry super fund run only to benefit members. You get the PDS at lucrf.com.au.
And for everyone at the Logies, actors, you should sign up with Lucrf because you will be out of work. You will.
You I thought you were going to say you should wear something with Lucrf printed on
it. Like the jockeys do.
I thought you were going to be very generous and warm about our entertainment industry.
I am saying you are not going to make a lot of money in your life. Mm. Your work is going to be sporadic. You need to put money away.
Everyone except you.
Every single person in that room should go to Lucrf and say, please take me on. Well, please build me a nest egg.
Well, that's
please take
a good
care
idea.
Of me in my older days. I can't guarantee this. You know what? Everyone who wins a Logie should thank Lucrf in their acceptance.
Do you think that will happen?
I'd like to thank Lucrf for being there in the future for me.
A big ask.
Well, that's how important they are.
Yeah. Well, it's true. And they have got over $6.5 billion in funds, Mick. That's what you spend on a weekend.
Yeah, but they like to keep that quiet.
Although they don't. They don't need to keep it quiet.
Because they don't big note themselves.
No, but they want you to
know.
They're
the quiet achiever.
No, have
they're
confidence.
In your corner.
They are in your corner.
Do you know what they've got? They've got your back.
They have got
your back.
And that's
what I love about Lucrf. It's like your big brother looking out for you. You don't even know sometimes.
All you have to do, people, head to lucrf.com.au.
Yes. All right. All right, now let's get on to
this. Now I'm going to go to blub.
You are guaranteed to burst into tears here. Marshy, who has been part of the show from day one, in fact, before day one, in the very first meeting, came in and we met him for the first time and went, yeah, look, I haven't warmed to him, but I've heard he's very good at his job. He has navigated us through the treacherous waters of getting a new show out of the ground.
Which is no mean feat.
Do you know what he's done? He's helped brand the show. Like what he brings in terms of post-production and the sound and the vibe of the thing is all down to him. We are going to miss him. I'm sad to see him leaving. I actually, when I first heard he was going, flew into a rage, went into Fitzy's office and started tipping furniture.
We didn't want you to leave. Why are you leaving us?
We have made we're going to get a guy called Matt Dower to come in, and I'm sure he's going to do a great job. But, Marshy, we just wanted to thank you.
We do.
For everything you've done, for making us sound good.
And for putting up with Mick.
For putting up with us.
Well, I'm off to my mandated 6 months of rehab after working on this show.
Hey, thank you very much. What are you going? Are you going? You're not leaving us or the organisation, though, are you?
Oh, I'm off to do Love Island. so hopefully you can have me back on in a couple of months when I'm booted off that.
Jessica will be there, hopefully, with her hot brother.
Yeah, just my type, as you know.
No, we really did want to say thank you. You're very talented, and we're very sad to lose you.
Where are you going, out of interest? Do you know? You're still in the building? What's happening?
Still in the building. I'm actually moving two studios down, so I'm not going to be very far away.
We just can't thank you enough, mate. As I said, we're a very small team here for a national show. There's probably about six people who put this show together.
Yeah, and one of the highlights was going away with you too, Marshy, when we went to
Yundamu. Was absolutely, that'll stick in my memory for a long, long time.
It was a great life experience. It was indeed. Mate, thank you. We really can't thank you
and
enough.
And we can't be with you tonight because we're on the Gold Coast.
But we will do something. Yeah. Would you like to say something nice about, say, me? Would you?
Oh, thank you for making my job very easy because, it's easy to make a promo sound good when you have great lines coming out the other end.
Well, listen to Marshy. He speaks a lot of sense.
I beg your pardon.
Hey, Marshy, when we get back, we'll go and have a good old-fashioned knees up.
We will.
We'll get the band back together. We'll sit around and we'll talk about all the good
times.
Fantastic. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
You guys are off for 2 weeks' holidays now, so you'll be back in a fortnight. So have yourself a great holiday in Uganda, Jane.
Yes. Happy Ebola.
Here's to the Ebola virus.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Got a really bad feeling about this.
Well, if it's not the Ebola, I'll either be kidnapped. So give generously.
That'd be good.
You can start a GoFundMe page.
That'd be a good phoner on Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Jane. I've been kidnapped. Whey!
And we want to thank Al Shield too, who's been behind the desk there at Gold 92.5 on the Gold Coast.
Don't care for Al.
He's a good guy.
I haven't warmed to Al at all.
This has been Kennedy Malloy. See the guys 7 p.m. 9, Channel 9 for the Logies broadcast. Have a good night.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry Fund Lucra Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.